You have reached Woodings Industrial Corporation. If you know your part. Woodings Industrial.
Hi, this is Ruben. Is Rob Woodington, please?
He's not available now. Would you like his voicemail?
Could I hold? He just tried to call me. We were just playing like three things of phone tag.
One moment.
Thanks.
Rob Woodings.
Hey, third time's a charm. This is Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Ruben. How are you doing?
We're extremely busy, but doing well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, good. It's good to be busy. Means we're working.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I put you on hold? I have someone just beeping through. Give me 1 second. I can kick them off. So
yeah,
I was just going to keep bringing. Hi, are you still with me?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay.
All right.
So, let's go through. If you have any questions, give me a holler, okay?
Oop, wrong guy. You're back to me.
I was. Did the line cut out?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. So, I just had a few questions about your business, and it might be redundant, but I'm just trying to kind of understand. There's a few different companies here, correct?
Sure.
Can you explain kind of, like I say, like talk to me like I'm five, the relationship between all the companies, what they do, and the structure?
Yeah, so let me know. What are you looking at the holding company? What are you looking at? What data do you have? Because I don't know what our CFO sent you.
I'll tell you. Give me a second.
And I'm not even sure. Where are we putting this machine? So I should probably know the answer. I think they're trying to put into PPT is the company that you're looking around with capital. Is that right?
I don't know. I think I think our sales team reached out to you, and you've been speaking with Gil here, correct?
Yes, I think it's the fellow I spoke with. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think there's a lot of different companies. So
there are.
I would just like to basically get kind of not the cliff notes, but understand the relationship, what you're trying to accomplish, and then I can guide you through the process and let you know what Bank of Cardiff can provide.
All right. So, I'll probably kick you over to our CFO at some point in time here, Ruben.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and tell me, I. We got a call from one of your sales guys. I don't know if he's a wholesaler or what the guy was. And if you're looking at Ironwood Capital, that's the holding company. And we got a variety of operating companies in that business. Some are owned, some are not owned. Kind of view it as a family holding company. I believe we are putting the Toshiba Boring Mill in Progressive Power Technologies, which is a subsidiary of Ironwood Capital.
All right, so hold on. I'm going to ask you to do a little slower. So that's the first thing. So the Pisha piece of equipment is going to be used by which business?
It's going to be used by Progressive Power Technologies.
Is going to be used. And that's the LLC, right?
I believe so.
What does Progressive Power Technologies do?
Yeah, so it's a manufacturing company. They do heavy equipment manufacturing. They're basically a captive. So let's step back, and I think you guys just signed a non-disclosure. Hopefully you did, because they're asking for some additional. I think you were asking for additional information. But
I haven't spoken to anyone with your company yet. I just sent you an email last night. I'm not sure if you got it.
I don't know if I did or not. So Progressive Power is a manufacturing company. We've got a couple operating units that are direct operating units. One is Monroe Incorporated. It's been around since 1835. It's a heavy manufacturing company with four different facilities. But
wrong way. Can I just ask you a few questions so I can kind of understand this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've got the Topisha piece of equipment. I know you've got a lot of different companies, but it's something we haven't seen before. So we've got a Topisha piece of equipment, and that's being used by Progressive Power Technologies. Progressive Power Technologies is a manufacturing company. What do they manufacture?
They manufacture heavy equipment. So they manufacture components that are used by Monroe, one of our subsidiaries. They manufacture components that are used by third parties like Allegheny Power. They do a little bit of both, but they're basically a contract manufacturer, to make it the simplest, Ruben. And they do outside contract manufacturing and inside contract manufacturing. But I would say, you know, it's basically economic. It's dependent on the economic cycle. Probably about 90% of their work right now is going to one of our other companies, to Woodings Industrial Corporation or to Monroe.
Okay. So Ironwood Capital is a holding company.
Yeah.
It in turn owns several subsidiaries, right?
Yeah, some are affiliated and some are non-affiliated. If you read the notes from our the audited financial statements, you'll see that it's kind of a consolidated combined financial statement.
I don't know if I have those yet. Give me a second.
I don't even know if we gave them to you, because I'm not sure what exactly. Yeah, I'm going to kick you to wreck at some point in time here. Okay. But, yeah, so here's the short answer. We have very long established banking relationships, and those relationships with Bank of America go back to 1994. They are our primary lender in Woodings Corporation, our primary treasury management operation. Then you've got Monroe Incorporated has a bank, a local bank, Tri-State Capital, which is a bit like Cardiff, because I don't even know you guys are. I looked it up online, and they are a business bank. No branches, $1.3 billion in assets, you know, Bank of America is. Now, what we've done is we don't do a lot of equipment financing. It's just not something we typically do. We typically buy equipment outright. So this mill we've already purchased. We paid $100,000. We can't move it in till December because we've got foundation work and other stuff we're doing. The question was, you know, why don't we seek and we use U.S. Bancorp as an equipment finance party in the past. And then you guys came up on the radar screen. So we'll give these guys a run at it. So I think we're tolling off our last piece of U.S. Bancorp financing, and that was about a $400,000 loan.
So what it sounds like to me, and I kind of read the notes, and this is what I got from it. It sounds like your well-established company, Woodings. That's where a lot of the revenue is.
Monroe. It's about a 40.
What does Monroe do?
Monroe builds boilers and builds petrochemical equipment and has a construction company.
Okay. Now, and have you done any loans underneath Ironwood Capital in the past, or they've all gone under these other companies?
They've all gone under the other companies. That's why we wanted to try and establish a credit relationship.
All right. So I think that's something that we do a lot of, BankCorp does, where I think the traditional kind of lending sphere is anyone who's a loan officer, salesperson, or underwriter, they're going to probably try to push you in the direction of using your established company. And the reason they do that is just for qualification. However, that doesn't make sense here. What it sounds like you're trying to do is say, hey, this machine has to go under Ironwood Capital. And it's actually the borrower, the actual purchaser on this equipment is Progressive Power, correct?
Correct, yes.
So, and I think from an underwriting standpoint, because if you say you look at tax returns and you see a negative number, an underwriter is going to say, oh, no, I can't do that. And they're going to try to put another business. So I think what I'm understanding is this. I don't think it's a huge issue to what you're trying to accomplish is this. You're trying to put the loan under, not just for the credit purposes, but because that's who's buying the equipment. The loan has to go under. Yeah. Not Ironwood. It has to go under the Progressive Power Technologies, which is in turn owned officially by Ironwood. But you don't want to put it under Woodings. I can understand that. It's kind of it's not super complex, but there are a few moving pieces. Regarding a non-disclosure agreement, I'm not sure. I'm not on that side, but I can give you kind of my feedback. And if you send the audited financials, I think that's going to save a lot of time on it. So here would be my thought process. It's out. The equipment is going under PowerPack Technologies. That's fully owned by Ironwood Capital. I guess the question is this. Is it the same ownership for Ironwood Capital, Woodings, and Monroe?
Yeah, so here's the long and the short of it, Ruben. We've already bought this machine. We can write a check for the remaining $400,000 of the machine and never blank. It's not an issue for us. And that's what will happen if we don't do this transaction with you guys. I mean, we've got to take delivery, I think, in December. So I wouldn't even move on it, but you guys sent a pretty compelling email to me, which I usually don't even react to those emails. But, wow, this is interesting. Equipment financing. So it will be under Ironwood. It'll go in PPT. It'll be used in their facility. And that's just the long and the short answer of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think originally you guys sent us something that said, oh, you're pre-approved for $250,000. I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I talked to, I think it was Gil I spoke to yesterday. He said, oh, we'll do the $500,000, the whole $500,000. I said, I don't really, it's up to you guys what you want to do based on your underwriting. And I did $250,000 too. Basically what I'm doing is just stripping out a piece of this and putting it in a debt service mode as opposed to cash flow mode.
Okay.
Or redeploying our own capital. And I'm not grumping about interest rates. I don't want a personal guarantee. I don't want to get into all that crap. If that's what you guys need, just say it, boom, and we'll walk away and be content with it. But if you want to develop the relationship, you're going to have – this is the way I look at it. I used to be an investment banker a long time ago and a corporate securities lawyer. You're going to end up with a machine that's got a $500,000 purchase price that has, you know, a value even greater than that. And so your loan value is going to be much better. Whatever piece you guys decide you want to finance, we're probably comfortable with that. So really use that as your target. Don't go to loan committee, or if you're the loan committee, if underwriting, and say, hey, we got a $500,000. Say, hey, we can do $250,000. It's not a big deal. It's not going to give us heartburn. We got enough data here. Let's do the deal. Build that relationship and go from there. Okay?
I understand what you're trying to accomplish. And let's just make sure you've got my right email here.
Yeah, okay. So again, I'm not the best guy here. So you sent me an email. When did you send that to me? Yesterday?
Yeah, I've got rwoodings@woodings.com.
Yeah, and it's rgoldstein@bankofcardiff, and it was kind of like it had a picture of some dude with a machine finance here, capital loans, and thanks again for your interest in equipment financing and our lines of credit. You need to apply, approved. Is that the one?
I sent you a follow-up email because I couldn't get through to your cell phone for some reason.
Oh, well, I did not get that one. That's the only one I have.
Oh.
So resend it to me. It's rwoodings@woodings.com.
rwoodings@woodings.com. So let's just forward this to you right now.
Yeah, I don't think I got a spam thing. I don't, no, there's nothing in my spam deal.
woodings.com?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're the owner of all these businesses, essentially, correct?
Correct.
And then how long has Ironwood been around for?
We started that. So the Woodings is a family business, been around since 1872. I ended up buying out my relatives over the years. Here it is. I just got it. So that's, yeah, hi, Bobby. I'm interesting. I did not get that. Let me see if you got it right. R. Woodings.
Yeah, I just forwarded it.
Yeah, that's really strange. Yeah, you sent it to me at 3:37 yesterday. I did not get that. Will you please give me a call? So I'm going to respond to you and copy Rick Brawlich.
Okay.
And he's our CFO, and just again, he can give you more of the granular nature.
Yeah, regarding a non-disclosure agreement, let me just kind of give you the cliff notes of what we can do, and I definitely think we can help you out. So it sounds like to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the story that I have from you. I've got a really well-established company. I've got, you know, probably access to a few million dollars in the bank account or more,
correct.
But I would like to, and you, since you've been in this business for a long time, you kind of know the underwriting issue that a traditional bank is going to push you towards. They have to put the loan under X company because that's where the strength is. That's not the way the Bank of Cardiff works. We're also not going to kind of push you in any direction. Now, regarding equity, this machine costs $500,000 flat. Our products are not based on equity. So actually, one of the nice parts about our loans is that we can do loans with as little as one payment down. That's something we're known for. We don't require the traditional 20% down. We also finance installation and soft costs. Whether if you want to put more money down or we need to apply for a review, that's
fine. We're in good shape. I mean, I was good with the 250, really. I mean, I'm not looking for anything great. If you want to do more, whatever makes it most seamless for everybody on your side and our side.
So this is kind of my thought process, and if you could send those financials, but this would be my how I think the structure of your file would be. Just to give you a little feedback. I think the structure is this. Put the loan under Power Progressive. That's going to be the borrower. A personal guarantee, we do a lot of them. Do we need them? No. Our loans also go under business credits exclusively. But I think the structure would be loan goes under Progressive Power and use a corporate guarantee, a cross-corporate guarantee of one of your other companies, because that's where the financial strength comes from. That would be the standard way to underwrite this transaction.
Yeah, I mean, you can send us that proposal. I mean, if it's just under Ironwood, that's great. If it's going to ride under Woodings or Monroe, it doesn't have as much interest to it. We already have those relationships out
there.
So
let me kind of explain how it would work. And once I get your audited financials, I can put everything together. But in terms of the structure, it would be, this is just, for me, without even seeing your financials, just the general idea of it.
Yeah.
Kind of just thinking. loan goes under the borrower would be Progressive Power, because that's who's buying the equipment, that's who's invoiced, that's where the equipment is located. However, to justify the approval, you know, this is a newer company, there's probably not a lot of business credit, there's also, you know, there's some numbers on the tax returns that are losses, not a big deal. We use what's called a cross-corporate guarantee. That doesn't mean the loan goes under Irwin. That doesn't mean there's a UCC. I'm sorry, that doesn't mean the loan goes under Whittings or Monroe. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean there's a UCC under there. What it means is, as an incentive to grant credit, for some reason, if Ironwood does not pay us, if Progressive Powers does not pay us, we can go to the cross-corporate reference and say, hey, look, this company is defaulted on the loan. They owe us $100,000. You need to cover that debt. So it's called a cross-corporate guarantee.
Yeah, no, I understand that. So I'm looking at this. We sent Gil Areola, and he's one of your guys, I believe. We sent him, yeah, it says Bank of Cardiff here, Gil. We sent him financial statements for Ironwood.
Okay.
So
I just might be a step behind. Let me see, because I just got the file late last night. I might be a step behind, so give me a second here. And if you've got to go, we can always...
No, yeah, and again, I would say talk to Rick, and I copied you guys, but I don't even know what the password is. So, yeah, we sent him that. We sent him. I don't know if they sent him tax returns. And
let's see what I have. So let's kind of go through this. What
I was
got,
sent on
what?
Friday, November the 11th. Yeah, trying to get in touch with Rick. I was followed up. He said, "Here you go, Gil. I've attached the 1020. He says Progressive Power is consolidating the return and does not file a separate 1020. And I've attached the separate email." So.
Okay, yeah, I have the tax return for Ironwood.
Okay, I'm just looking at that. There's not a financial statement there. So why don't you do this? Why don't you, I copied you and Rick. That's the email you just got, Ruben. Take
yeah.
a look, you know, say, Rick, wait, hang on a second. I sent that, so I'll...
And regarding an NDA, like, that's something where it's not in my wheelhouse. Just, you know, though, this is corporate-only financing. So we, Bank of Cardiff, we're a lender. We're also a syndicator, but... I don't know if that can be signed or not. That's just not something that I have the best knowledge of. But
yeah.
We're not going to look at your personal credit anyway, so I don't think it's going to be a huge concern. We're just looking
that's
at this.
It's not a major issue for me either.
Yeah.
Rick's kind of a very high-end CFO, CPA type. Please send...
Yeah, what you don't want is someone taking your information and putting it on a public forum. We won't do that.
So tell me about Cardiff. I mean, I was trying to figure it out looking at some of the stuff. What are you guys, a wholesaler? Are you an actual bank? What kind of assets do you have?
Well, we've been in business for 12 years. I've been here for about 9.5.
Okay.
So I've been here a long time. We specialize in two products. One is equipment financing. The other is working capital, which actually is unsecured capital, which a lot of our customers need to grow their business. We are not an FDIC-insured bank. We don't take any deposits. We only do business equipment financing. The only type of personal lending we do is like a personal credit card. So you would never come to us for a car or a mortgage. You come to us for a business loan.
So I'm copying you there. It says police and Ironwood Capital financial statements. Yeah, again, I guess you can probably take away from my discussion here. I mean, I'm not overly excited about this, and if you guys want to do it, it's great. If not, you know, I understand that too. It's got a little bit of hair on it because it's going into a company that doesn't have an established credit history.
I don't think it's that. I think someone's a traditional underwriter, and I can understand what you're saying. You're obviously a smart person. you've been through it.
Yeah.
It's very straightforward. Hey, I've got a tax return that has a big loss on it.
Yeah.
That combined with no credit history, I'm going to underwrite it. They're going to decline my file immediately. There's someone out there that can understand that there's actually some history here, but
yeah.
I need this loan to actually go. I can cross corp, but I need this loan to go under Progressive Power because it's not. I'm not going to say this loan's going somewhere else because that's just the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
And someone help me out there. And on your side, you're saying as kind of an incentive, if someone wants me to, I'll put a lot of equity into this equipment to get
yeah.
the relationship going.
Yeah.
It's not a huge issue, but you also have a timeline. So, and I'm assuming that's probably due to Section 179. You're trying to take advantage of that.
Yeah,
right?
We're buying the machine. It's done. So, I mean, we're buying it with you guys. We're buying it on our own. So, it's we're getting the 179 tax credit here. I was actually talking about that yesterday in different companies. Where are we at? I think it's $500,000 this year. So, what's it going to look like? And he said, yeah, this machine actually gets us where we need to be on that. So, it's okay. Make sure we do that. But, yeah, the machine's coming in. I mean, they're already setting foundations up there.
Okay.
And, you know, again, whether have you guys involved with it and to get it done, or we've done this before. We built whole new plants, Ruben, and then just, you know, basically recapitalize once the project's over. You know, I'll just tell you, I mean, you'll look at the financial statement from Ironwood Capital, you'll find out, we recap these things. I mean, basically, we do, I used, was involved with LBOs for a long time, and then before I came back to this company, we basically do a reverse, you know, LBO every couple of years, you know, use our balance sheet strength, add some debt to the operation, pull that out, and then pay it down. So that's, you can sell it to the outside party, you can sell it to yourself over and over again, which is a little bit easier and less transaction cost.
What we're going to provide for you, just know, is going to be an equipment. The goal here is to get you just an equipment finance agreement. It's a fixed payment, non-cancelable agreement.
Sure.
2 to 5 years.
That's fine.
I'll go over all different options. Like I said, the
Yeah, you don't hear me sweating interest rates and stuff like that. I mean, there's some non-starters. When I don't mean to make this a hard button issue, but it's like with Tri-State, no personal guarantees. If you don't like the credit, don't do it. It's the same thing with Bank of America. I've been with this guy since 1994 and never once had a personal guarantee. Just don't do it. I mean, back then it was a little different environment. I get that. I know why banks want. They want to bail in suspenders, but this isn't one that I'm sweating about. A lot of companies, I don't mean to be arrogant, and I'm not arrogant, but a lot of companies, this is a big deal for us. It's a nice way to hive off some of our capital purchases in an equipment finance lease. All right.
Gotcha. I have two other quick questions for you. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
So the first question is, you said there's Woodings and there's Monroe. Are those, does one own the other, or are these separate, completely separate corporations?
They're separate companies. Woodings is a family company, Ruben, that I came in and bought out from my family. And Monroe is a purchase that I did in 2007. I got the tombstone in front of me from Monroe. That was, it was a $12.5 million transaction. So
okay. I don't have the financial statements in front of me, but you obviously have access to them. If you look at the books for Monroe versus Woodings, do they look similar? Does one company hit it out of the park?
That's a great question. I can give you a good answer for that one. So they have been somewhat countercyclical, and they each do anywhere from $20 to $25 million each, and they've been a bit countercyclical. This is the first year really we've had them both run together. So revenues will be off this year, but they typically have been complementary this year. They will be in sync together. It just seems to be a weird cycle. It depends on what's going on in the steel business, what's going on in the power generation business.
Do they show a profit or a loss?
It depends, yeah. Oh, they're profitable, but we haven't had them both profitable in the last couple of years just for a variety of reasons, but this year they're both profitable.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, once I get those financial statements, I'll speak to your CFO. In terms of timeline, doing a cross-corp guarantee, I think we can give you guys some answers in, I'd say, 2 days, if that's reasonable.
Yeah, you don't have to rush. Just let me go on record also again. We use a very high-end law firm. Pepper Hamilton's been our firm for a long time, and it's a very good firm, and the documents are going to get scrubbed. So if it's a game, don't throw traps in them. Just make sure they're good documents, because I'll spend $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 having a document reviewed so I don't get in trouble, okay? That's not a threat. That's just a promise. I mean, we every legal document, every bank document, even Bank of America or U.S. Bank Corp, when we make amendments to loan agreements, they get scrubbed. All right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not on the sales side. Our documents are literally about 3 pages long. So there's no hiding. I actually encourage you, if you have a chance, to go to like our Google reviews, and you'll see what a lot of people have to say about
it. I never even paid attention to it. I did. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I did look at it, though. I was like, oh, okay, this, because you'd call me. I said, well, maybe I better take these guys serious, because I wasn't that serious about it. It's not that big of a deal for me. But I looked at it. I mean, I was trying to figure out where you are. It sounds like you're in San Diego.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, I see London. I spent a lot of time working in England. I actually have a meeting with the guys from Siemens tomorrow who are coming in from London, or coming in from Teesside, actually, northern England, but through London. But I saw London. I'm like, huh, okay, I get that card at Scotland. I'm all good with that. But so you're basically out of San Diego, it looks like.
We are. And so here's, once I get those financial statements, I'm going to work with my team. Obviously, I'm not as super high in the chain, but I'll do my best for you. I'll give you an answer in 2 hours.
Yeah.
What my thought process is, Bank of Cardiff will take a look at internal underwriting, see what we can provide. We're also going to go to a partner and see what they can provide and give you a few different options.
Right.
Like I said, we're not going to pull your credit because you don't want your credit to be pulled, and I don't think it has been. So I don't think
that's my personal credit. I don't even know what it looks like. I've never looked at it. I don't want to look at it. Again, but I understand. Family's owned a business since 1872. We're doing okay.
Okay. And then, like I said,
you can pull my personal credit. Actually, go ahead and do it. I'd like to know what it looks like. I've never looked at it, so.
Well, if you don't want to, I don't even know if it's in the system, but I can take a look. I don't know if they pulled your credit or not. I just got the file now, so.
Yeah, it's there. Let me know. How's it look?
Let me see if they pulled your credit or not, because you want corp only, so usually I would say they wouldn't pull your credit. Actually, no. It looks like your credit was ran by some by our team here. I didn't run it, but it's an 800. Like, you have perfect
is
score.
Is that good?
Yeah, right, perfect.
So you pay all your bills. Yeah, of course. I don't even know what that is, and I don't mean to be arrogant. So I don't have a mortgage on my house, so it's or anything. So 800. What's a perfect score?
You have perfect credit.
Is that right? Dude, yeah. I'll tell my wife that. She'll love me.
So, okay. I don't think it's your biggest concern.
Very blessed. I'm being humble, buddy. Trust me, I'm being humble. It's not my concern.
I have a second question for you. Who is Mars Hydraulic? Because that's what the line calls in, so I just wanted to see what that
interesting.
Is.
So that's just give you some company history. I had been working as an investment banker in Chicago after I worked for a law firm. I told you that. Not big shot, but there was a corporate lawyer and LBO kind of lawyer, SEC lawyer. Left and went to work for back then it was not LBO firms or private equity firms. Back then it was a merchant banking firm, family owned out of Chicago. Was there for a period of time and then came here. This family company, kind of dysfunctional family company, Rube. I'm telling you more shit than most people in the world that work here know. But we want to kind of develop a little relationship here. So there were three lines of business at the time. There was Woody's Industrial, which primarily built steel mill equipment, steel mill machinery. There was Mars Hydraulic, which built heavy hydraulic cylinders for industrial uses, and then there was Mars Forge, which built oil field tubulars. And I'd been working kind of in a workout operation and got here and said, hey, you know, we got three businesses. We're not doing any of them very, very well. My recommendation, and back then my dad was running the place, and he actually died about 4 months later in 95. And I said, you're not running any of these well. We got to make some changes. And I'm an engineer by training. I said, you know, we're not going to do very, very well in a couple of these businesses. One was a hydraulic cylinder business, too competitive, too commoditized, just didn't make a lot of sense. I said, we got to sell that business. So I sold that business, which represented probably $12 or $14 million worth of revenue at that time. Pretty big business in the company. Sold it to Hunger, which is a German company, and then sold the oil field tubular business to National Oil Well, which became National Oil Varco back in '97. Okay, so that's the story. That's why it says Mars Hydraulic. It's not a scam, dude. But that was one of the original businesses that was here.
Okay, so just
and actually, here's an interesting side note. One of our biggest customers was Joy Global, which is Joy Mining Equipment at the time, big plant in Franklin, Pennsylvania, up north of us, well, all kinds, I mean, all over the world. And it was Hornisfager before it was Joy, if you remember those guys going bankrupt. You may be a little younger than I am, but Hornisfager went bankrupt. They renamed it Joy Global, and it was a global longwall mining equipment business. The machine we're buying is a machine that Joy Global bought in 2013. And put in this plant. So they've had an auction up there. The plant used to have 4,000 guys in it. Now it's got nobody. And we bought this machine out of there. And Joy Global paid $1.6 million to Toshiba for this machine in 2013. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
So this is a used piece you're getting?
Yeah.
Okay. The vendor, let me make sure I can understand the vendor. So that's one other question. So that's what you were saying, why you feel this equipment's worth more than you're paying. You feel like you're getting a really good deal on this.
Oh, machine. We know we are. Hell yeah. I mean, yeah, Toshiba, that machine, if you look at all the bells and whistles on it with the four axes and you've got the vertical, so the Y axis on that's 120 inches. We've been looking for a machine like this for a while. So if that machine, if you were to go out and buy it new today, Ruben, you go to Toshiba and say, I want to buy the machine new today. They'd say, yep, glad we can sell you a machine because we went out and checked it. We checked with what they're saying. So that machine is quoted at $1.5 million and some change, and it's quoted at a 12-month delivery. We bought it from Prestige, who was the auctioneer. We paid $500,000 for it, and they just want to move it.
And now, is Prestige a quadrant of an auctioneer, or they are a vendor?
No, Toshiba is a machinery builder.
But no, but Prestige looks like to be a dealer and an auctioneer.
Yeah, they're both. They're both.
Okay.
Yes. So they will go into a plant like Joy or any of the plants. So I think it was Joy. And they'll buy the machinery up and then resell it or sell it for whatever they can get at auction and just get a buyer's premium for it.
Okay. Is there any other equipment you're looking for at this time?
No. Nah.
Okay.
No, we don't. Yeah, little stuff here and there, but this is the only one. And again, the machine's bought. I mean, we're definitely buying the machine, or we're either financing through you, or we're just buying it.
All right. So let's take a crack. Let's see what we can do here. In terms of the file, you know, like I said, I think the CrossCorp is the way to go, but in terms of documents, I think your concern is don't run anything crazy by me. You know, don't try to sell me something.
Yeah, don't. Just come out with your normal docs, and as long as they're not too... I mean,
no,
okay.
That's not what we do. Our documents are 3 pages long, so...
Perfect.
You know, there's nothing hidden. That's not what we're about.
Yeah, you want to follow UCC, obviously. I get that. And it's... I mean, we're not sitting here stressing about interest rates. You know, you want 2 to 5 years, you said. Yeah, you need to get some juice on the deal too, right? I get that. So interest rates are still pretty low, but you know, I would think somewhere 3 years is probably the best term of the loan for us. And then pick a number that works for you guys, Ruben.
Yeah, I understand the idea of equity. You know, it's an interesting opportunity. I'd hope Cardiff can do something for you. I'll look out for those financials. I'll follow up with your CFO later today.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll run it internally. We'll run it by a partner, see what we can provide, and definitely give you answers very quickly. How does that sound?
That's perfect. Yeah, have a good day. I hope you enjoy the weather out there.
All right, and you've got my direct line in case you need to reach me, correct?
Yeah, sure. No, I won't bother you. So Rick is your best contact here, and he'll quarterback the deal. You know, if you need something for me, just grab me.
Last question, does the vendor do all the install for you, or do you take care of that?
No, so we actually, we're doing the foundations right now, and then what we've done is we hired the fella that they use to disassemble the machine. So, and those are soft costs. Yeah, those are soft costs. Don't worry about throwing those into the deal. So we'll do that ourselves, and that's, there's a couple other projects they're involved in right now on that in that facility. That facility's not where I am. It's up north of us, okay?
And then one other final question. It sounds like you said you've been looking for this equipment a while. I'm actually really familiar with CNC machines. I know how to strip them myself.
Yeah.
I do. I used to do a lot of. I do a lot of stone equipment and CNC. So actually, I know what you're exactly talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of the machines we do actually are Italian in nature because that's where the stone industry is. Mm-hmm. But in terms of this machine, are you replacing a current CNC? Is it because it's a new piece you're manufacturing? It seems like a pretty specific machine that you were looking for. So.
Yeah, so very interesting. We build a lot of large diameter valves, and we build it for all kinds of different industries, steel, power generation, nuclear, oil and gas. And we do most of our machining on the seats, which is where these are usually gate-type valves. We do most of that machining on the discs on a vertical boring mill. So we've got a 16-foot vertical boring mill that we come in and we machine those seats with on the vertical axis. We have a CNC horizontal and a couple other smaller, a lot of CNC machining centers, but a CNC horizontal, a Lucas, that we do the faces and punch the holes in the flanges and all those different operations. But this machine, given the fact that it's got four axes, it's got 10 feet on the y-axis, the vertical axis, gives us an opportunity, in the way the table rotates, it's got a 360-degree table on it, it's a z-axis, will give us an opportunity to machine the seats in one setup as opposed to three setups. That's just a lot of rhythmic change. So this technology has been around a long time, CNC machines, obviously, but this machine is kind of unique in the ability to move the y-axis back and give you clearance to rotate the piece of equipment. So if you look at the profile, I don't know what the invoice says, but it's got the four different axes, X, Y, Z. I don't want to call the other one R or something, but it gives us the opportunity to do those seats through circular interpolation as opposed to putting on laying it flat and doing it on a vertical. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Does that help? It's a good story. Jump in. Do the deal.
I'll be in touch. It's a pleasure speaking with you. And,
yeah, sure.
I'll follow up with your CFO if I need any questions answered.
All right. But take care. Have a good day.
You too, Ben. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye. Yeah, sure.